everybody, and welcome back to this episode of the Southern Onion Podcast. We're your favorite twins. Maybe you knew that or not. And if you don't, you learned something new already. I'm Erica.
And I'm Erin, with a lot of thoughts.
You do have a lot of thoughts.
I have a lot of thoughts. We about never got started today.
Right.
I know. A lot of thoughts.
I know. I'm like, okay, I got stuff to do.
Yeah, I know. I know. You got to
know. Important things. Watch football, play video games, you know, stuff like that.
UT playing tonight?
They've already played, actually, at the time of this recording. And if you don't want to know the score, turn it down for about 5 seconds. They won 56-0 over Tennessee Tech.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, so,
okay. That makes me feel good.
Yeah, so going into the Florida game, 2-1, what? Yeah.
I don't have sports channels, so we're looking into getting some.
That is a terrible life.
I can't watch Vols, and I can't watch Titans,
yeah.
So...
Yeah,
we're working to remedy that.
We need to. Yes, please. You can send donations to Erin.
Yeah.
care of Comcast or whatever you want.
Help me, I'm poor.
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
I will look into it. I need to get that done. So.
Yes, you do. Or somebody send us your login information on ESPN or whatever. And
there you go.
We'll get it that way.
Everybody shares. Yep.
Sharing is caring, right? That's what we were brought up, you know, to know. To learn.
Right.
So, to know, anyway, words are so hard today. This might be fun. Okay. So, thank you for everybody tuning in. Thank you to our listeners. And if you're new to here, Erin and I, we grew up in East Tennessee. We live separately now. Erin's up in Missouri, and I'm still in Tennessee somehow. And we love true crime. We talk about true crime, and it's something that we get to do together, and we are so appreciative of everybody who comes along on this journey with us. If you have a question, an idea, or just want to say hi, please feel free to. Yeah. We are on Instagram at Southern Onion Podcast. DMs are open. If you want to email us, you can at southernonion2@gmail.com. And we have been hearing from people.
Yeah.
From all over. So thank you so much. It's really cool because I'm usually the one that checks all of it, the Instagram and stuff, but it's so cool because I'm like, oh my God, hi. So thank you
awesome.
For reaching out. We really appreciate it and like talking with everybody. So thank you. Tell your friends if you haven't, like us, review us, make sure you click the follow or subscribe button so you'll know when we have a new episode. We try to do every Monday to have a new episode, but you know, sometimes allergies happen.
People get
and
sick. Yes.
We both kind of got taken out with allergies this past week. So that's just what it is.
We did talk about the ragweed, and then
we did. Hold my drink. I'll show you.
Right. And then, I had a bad sinus infection, but finally getting over it.
Yep. Yay.
And it was just, you know how it is. So.
Oh, yeah. So that's it. So hope everybody is dealing with their allergies well. And if you're not, hopefully you're cozied up at home. You've taken some Benadryl, DayQuil, whatever remedy you use, hot tea, honey, and you're listening to us. So, Erin, do you see the t-shirt I have on today?
Yes, I do.
WrestleMania 6 with the Ultimate Warrior.
Oh, yes. I remember that.
Okay. Yeah. So, shout out to Target for having this shirt. Looking for sponsors, by the way. And, I remember the Ultimate Warrior, and the Ultimate Warrior was on the box of Honeycombs cereal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, I can only eat Honeycomb cereal now because the Ultimate Warrior is on this box.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wow. And two, this takes me – this, and I have a point with this. With – it's WrestleMania 6. This was back in the VHS days. That if you couldn't afford pay-per-view, it came out on VHS pretty quickly. Also, the internet wasn't around, so you didn't have to worry about spoilers.
That's true.
Unless your friend was able to watch it on pay-per-view, and you'd run into the video store hoping that little tag was there that you could take it up to the front and get your VHS to watch the WrestleMania. So it was just good times about, you know, where you weren't. Everything wasn't getting spoiled for you before it happened, so or before
you got to
witness it, excuse me, because obviously VHS had already happened. But I kind of miss those days sometimes.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But I encourage everybody, if you can, safely leave your phone at home for an afternoon. Disconnect. Don't worry about it. Yeah. Don't wear your Apple Watch, your Fitbit, whatever. Leave your phone somewhere and just go out and explore.
There you go. It's good for you.
Recharge. Yeah. That's coming from Erica, the introvert. So, just so you know. So, Erin, what else have you been into this week?
Well, you know, recovering from sinuses and allergies. But, so I, of course, watching a ton of television when you don't feel good and stuff. So, I don't know. I have to talk about this super quick. I know this is not relevant to anything. But okay. Time Magazine released their 100 Influential People.
And I've not seen this. So, okay.
Okay. So they said Harry and Meghan, you know, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are on the cover. And you've not seen the cover.
No, I've not. Do I need to look at it right now?
Here's the cover.
Okay.
Huh. You see this? Okay. Now, the comment is, Harry looks like he is her hairstylist.
Yes, he does.
And he's saying, what do you think about your hairdo?
He does.
I know. There you
go. He's like kind of standing behind her with his hand on her shoulder, kind of like stroking her hair, like when you go and get your hair done or haircut, and they turn you to the mirror and they kind of have their hand on your shoulder, like, what do you think?
Is this right? That's what it looks like.
That's exactly what it looks like.
And I can't unsee that.
No,
so
you can't. I can't
either.
If you
get a chance, give it a goog and take a look. You'll see what I'm talking about.
That's right. Oh my goodness, that's hilarious. Well,
yeah.
Well, I'm so glad you're feeling better.
Yep, I'm back.
Yes, you're back. And so, again, if you have any show suggestions or things, just give us a, you know, DMs, email, let us know. We appreciate it. So, this week, this onion, and the idea for this one actually came one of the clinics I was working at. Somebody had spoken about this case, so that's how it came about. So, find inspiration everywhere. So what I did, this is on Craig Titus and Kelly Ryan. And the victim in this is Melissa James. And we actually heard from a listener. Hello, I didn't get your permission to use your name, so I'm not going to use it. But a listener who reached out and said that she had gone to the same high school that Melissa James did growing up. But Melissa was in a grade ahead of her. But still, I was like, that to see somebody that close, you know, because, I mean, we're not connected to this in any way. That was neat. So thank you for reaching out. Really appreciate it. So what I watched was a 48 Hours mystery on Craig Titus and Kelly Ryan. What did you watch, Erin?
I ended up going on YouTube, and it was called Sex, Lies, and Scandal.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about like 40 minutes long, and it was pretty good.
Yeah. Okay. So just so you all listening know where we're getting our information, what we watch, if you want to watch those too. I think mine was about 40, 41 minutes, something like that. Yeah. So not too long. So, all right. Well, let's get into peeling this onion. Melissa James, the victim, what I watched, it opened with a detective driving down a long desert road because this happened in Clark County, Nevada, which is where Las Vegas is, and talking about car fires. So I'm just going to kind of leave it there because I don't want to go too much into detail. We need to back way up on this. So that's where it opens up. And you just, I feel with Melissa, this was somebody who just got caught up. This was kind of a girl from a metropolitan area, nothing like Las Vegas, but got kind of caught up in, you know, these two professional athletes and who had money, who lived a pretty wild lifestyle. And she just got caught up in it. And when drugs are involved, as we've learned from many, many, many of these cases, it never has a good ending. And that's what happened here. So I think that's what happened with her. And I feel really bad. I think if it wasn't her, it would have just been somebody else. It would have been the same outcome, unfortunately. So.
Right.
Yeah. All right, Erin, take it away.
Okay. So Kelly Ryan, Not Kelly and Ryan, right?
Just Kelly Ryan. Not the show Kelly and Ryan, which thanks it's YouTube. Just
I know, right? That was forever. That was so for Kelly Ryan, is she's a go-getter. Yes. She's just, you know, from what they said, that she trained for the Olympics in gymnastics. Yeah. So she's very flexible.
Well, that, and she was on the team, like the U.S. gymnastics team that was coached by Bella Caroli.
Oh, wow. Remember?
So, I mean, this infamous gymnastics coach, and she's right there, you know, right there in him. So, obviously, she's got talent. She's got skill.
She's very
athletic.
So, she got interested in becoming a bodybuilder. Mm-hmm. And so she got, like, Miss Fitness titles left and right. Mm-hmm. I mean, multiple titles that she was getting. And she got the nickname Flying Ryan because, of course, she could flip and do all these little
gymnastics
twists and turns.
Moves, yeah.
And, yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, it was like, wow, that's amazing. So, of course, you know, the boys be looking.
Oh, sure.
Right? Yep. She's very pretty, very athletic, all this. And that's where Craig Titus actually meets her at a fitness competition.
Yes. Oh, Craig Titus.
He said it was love.
Oh.
Yeah. Love at first sight.
Love at first
sight. For him. For him, yes.
Well, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. But yeah, because I have, you know, Craig Titus was deemed the bad boy of bodybuilding.
Oh, wow. There you go.
And I have a fun 80s fact about Craig Titus. He was actually hired by the lead singer of Motley Crue, shout out.
What?
Vince Neil. I almost said Gil. Vince
Neil. Yeah.
And Vince Neil hired him to help him get back in shape for like a MTV or VH1 special that he had going on. So just a little 80s hairband knowledge for you.
Cool. There you go.
So, okay. Go ahead. Sorry.
And his nickname was the Incredible Hulk.
He looked it.
Oh, no, you're fine. His nickname was the Incredible Hulk.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, well.
He had 100 pounds of muscle.
And that's a lot. I think I got like 10.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah. There you go.
No,
that's
all
right.
Like 20,
you know,
so it's cool. But, if you see pictures of him, he is just this massive chisel of a man.
Yeah.
And you find out, as I'm sure we'll get into, he was on steroids.
He
you
was.
Know, this
yes.
is not natural for people to look that way, even if you lift weights. Go Google him and you'll see what I mean. I mean, he's just, oh, good Lord.
Well, all of his muscles are bulging, you know.
Muscles have muscles, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, Kelly knows he's a player. He is always with a woman on his arm.
Oh, yeah.
And Kelly's like, yeah, I don't know if I really want anything to do with it. But, of course, he wears her down.
He just kept going and going. Yeah. Like, no, you're going to say yes.
Well, he kept pursuing her. Finally, she's like, okay, I will. But I just thought I'd put that in there.
Yeah. And just because they keep asking does not mean you have to say yes eventually. Just putting that out there. Yeah.
Yeah. So that romance took off quick between Craig and Kelly. And they decided, hey, let's go to Vegas and get married.
Of course. That's what you do.
But they didn't get married anywhere. They got married in the Little White Chapel that Britney Spears did her little oops, I got married.
Yes.
That's the chapel that they got married in.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah.
Historic building.
There you go. But here's the thing. They have an open marriage.
Oh, that's right.
I don't know if yours had any. Okay.
Well, they have mentioned it briefly, but.
Yeah, their marriage is open. So you can, it's a swinger situation going on.
Yeah.
So there you go. Erica's laughing at me. I don't know.
Yeah, no, you're good. So, which is fine. So if both parties are fine with that, that's fine.
Yeah.
Whatever. Have your open relationship. I don't understand that, but that's not for me. Yeah. And that's why I'm not in one. So it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. So they become instructors, and that really, that business takes off for them. They're endorsing it, showed like powders and just different brands and products that they're both promoting.
Yes.
And the business takes off so quickly, they need an assistant to help them with like the day-to-day stuff.
Yes.
So this is where Melissa James comes into the picture.
Yes. Because Melissa James had a dance studio that she owned and unfortunately had to close the dance studio. She had met Craig and they had kind of become friends. And he's like, hey, you have run into some hard times. We need an assistant. Why don't you come move in with us? Because we want to open this clothing store to be ran. And that was the reason, that was how and the reason why they had invited Melissa into the house.
And mine said that Craig, when he met Melissa, they started hooking up right away.
Okay.
And so, you know, she becomes kind of this side piece for Craig. Ugh, I hate that. But that's how what they said. Was the side piece. Yes.
Wow. Aim for more.
I know. So she moves in. Melissa moves in with Kelly and Craig. Mm-hmm. And, like, she's in a separate bedroom, and they pay for expenses and food and stuff like that. But it's unclear as far as how much money she was really making at this.
Right. Or if she was just kind of there to enjoy. Like, I know she was led there with the intention of you're going to run this clothing store. But when she actually got there, what changed? Mine never really explained.
Mm-hmm. Mine didn't either.
It just said that the clothing store was not happening even after a year that she had moved in. And then tension ensued between Kelly and Melissa.
Well, and everybody's doing drugs there, too. They're partying. They're doing drugs.
Yeah.
Especially crystal meth.
Right. And that is, like, nothing to mess around with. That's the one in my research, not by trial, but in my research is you can take it once and absolutely be addicted to it one time.
Wow.
It's not I can put it
take
down.
Take it and leave it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come back to it. It's one. You have it, and that's it. Your brain becomes so addicted to that, getting that high again.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Kelly starts to see Melissa's competition because they're all three kind of sleeping together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So because remember, they're in an open marriage. So for him to be sleeping with Melissa is not
unexpected.
Like, oh my gosh, you know, but Kelly starts to see, you know, this woman could be competition for me.
Right. Yeah.
She could take Craig away from me.
How can you, and that's what I'm like, how can you feel that way? Because you're like Miss Fitness America.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
You're beautiful. And that, but they said too with Kelly that she was so worried about and insecure when she was with Craig that she had several cosmetic surgeries.
Oh, wow.
At his request to change the way she looked. So if you look at when you first start seeing Kelly Ryan and then the Kelly Ryan that ends up in court, you've got two very different looking people. And so it always surprises me sometimes that even people who we might say, oh, they're very attractive, they're very pretty, they're very fit and thin, they must be so full of confidence. Sometimes those are the most insecure people that you meet.
Right.
And I think Kelly Ryan was one of those. Not saying what she did was right or nothing like that, but I can kind of see how she came out with a, you know, jealousy over Melissa. Because Melissa probably exudes some confidence, and that's a threat to someone who's insecure. And of course, I'm sure Craig's eating all this up because
So Melissa, I don't know if yours does this, but Melissa decides to go back to Florida and start another dance studio. And the problem was she struggled with drugs because she was so addicted.
Yeah.
And, you know, that she just could not run a business in the shape that she was in.
Correct.
Yep. So she ends up coming back to Craig and Kelly and staying with them and helping them again with their business and things like that.
Right. Just being a personal assistant kind of.
Yeah. Because she left and then came back is how mine was going.
Yeah. So when you leave and then you come back, you feel like the people that you're going back to actually have a little more power because you've come back saying, gosh, I tried to make it on my own. You're right. I can't do this without you. Or there's a bit of defeat, shame, if you will, even though there shouldn't be, you know, going back into this situation. So you might be a bit more like, yes, I'll go do this or I'll do that because I need your help to succeed.
Well, you go back to what you know, too.
Exactly.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
It's what's comfortable. You go back to,
what's familiar. Right.
So by around Christmas time, 2005, Melissa calls her mom, and things have come ahead with Kelly and Craig.
Yes.
She is over it, and she wants to come home.
Yes.
So Craig buys Melissa a plane ticket to fly back home.
Mm-hmm. So
mom is at the airport, and daughter doesn't, you know, Melissa doesn't show up.
Yeah.
So she gets worried, and she's like, where's my daughter? Then mm-hmm. she finds out Melissa never even got on the plane.
Right. And this was in 2005, so just kind of a reminder to everybody. Yeah. Remember, cell phones were not as widely used in 2005 as they are in 2021.
Sure. So it's not like she can just automatically look. And, yeah. Right.
Yeah. So friends, mom started calling, goes to Melissa's voicemail, and mom calls Craig twice.
Yep.
Goes to voicemail, and then finally, Craig calls mama back.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what he says is like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, she should be there. I don't understand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when this is all kind of happening, there's this trucker and he's driving down the road and he sees like a gray pickup truck and it's tailing a red Jaguar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then he sees in the desert, because it's there in Las Vegas, that there's like this red fireball flame.
Mm-hmm.
So he calls it in.
Yeah, as you should, like, a concerned citizen.
Because it is not uncommon for people, this was shocking to me, to take their car out to the desert and set it on fire for insurance purposes.
Right.
So everybody was kind of thinking that's what was going on. Somebody's just...
Insurance fraud, doesn't want to make the payments anymore, something. Yeah.
There you go. Yes. Mm-hmm. So when the firefighters get on the scene, they start to smell an odor that leads them to believe that there is a body in this car.
Yeah.
They open the trunk and sure enough, there is the remains of a body.
Yeah. In the fetal position.
Yes.
And on that body, there is duct tape around the entire head of the body.
Yeah. Missing its hands and feet.
Yes. Yeah. And too much charred is the word that was used. So very hard to identify. But But when investigators get there, the license plate is still on the car.
Yep.
And so they run that license plate back to Kelly Ryan.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, man. So you're thinking, plates are Kelly Ryan. There's a body in the trunk. Must be Kelly Ryan.
Yeah. But they go to Kelly's home, and who answers the door?
Kelly Ryan.
Kelly Ryan. Yeah.
I can't imagine that detective was like,
I know, they're probably
what?
Like, yeah. So they're like, hey, your Jaguar is like burned in the desert. And by the way, there's a body in the trunk. So like, what's going on with that?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, what? I don't know. So she's concocts this story that Melissa stole her car.
Right.
But never called Bethard to call the car stolen or anything like that.
Right.
Didn't call it into police, but just says, well, Melissa stole my car and I don't know what happened from there.
Right. And I mean, right there, it's just so unbelievable because, like you said, I mean, yes, she had money, so she could probably afford to lose a Jaguar, but why would you not call it in stolen? And this is a person that others know that you don't really care for. So you would probably be more apt to say, hey, they stole my car just to get them in more trouble. I mean,
Yeah.
I was just like, you really don't think quick on your feet at all.
No. So the investigators bring Kelly in, and she doesn't seem upset about Melissa, that Melissa has been found in the back of the trunk of the car. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't seem upset about anything.
No, just, and that, and that's what bothers me about this. It's just like, meh, really? There's a body in my burning car that I didn't report stolen. Interesting.
Yeah. So Craig Titus, her husband, they go through his phone and they start finding that he's making a lot of phone calls to a man by the name of Anthony Gross. And this is during like the wee hours of the morning of the fire. So they notice that Craig called him numerously.
Yep.
And so they go out to the scene and they find like this flashlight and they are able to find that Anthony Gross is the one that bought this flashlight. Because there's an actual receipt, which is crazy. Yeah.
Throw your receipts away, people, and pay cash for things, honestly. Yeah.
It's like,
try.
And guess who drives a gray pickup truck, Erica?
Oh, I can't imagine who.
Yeah, Anthony Gross.
Anthony Gross.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
are not the criminal-minded people, for sure.
No, not at all. So, it's closing in on them. They are worried that Anthony's going to flip on them.
Yes. Yep.
Because police have Anthony in there and they're like, look, you don't want to go down for this. Mm-hmm. You need to tell us what's going on. So, of course, Kelly and Craig decide, hey, we're probably getting ready to get busted. So let's just like hightail it out of here.
Yeah. Let's run, because that always makes people look more innocent.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah. Let's just run and that'll be it.
Yeah.
So, and see, Anthony hero worshipped Craig.
Anthony Gross did. Oh, yeah. Oh, totally. Yeah. Yeah. He was just
So I think they were like, yeah. But they were like, he's getting ready to flip. And he does flip on them.
Yeah. Well, because I think Anthony has a conscience. And that Anthony knew. And he was like, oh, crumbs. I didn't realize what I was doing. Like, he knew he was doing something wrong. I don't think he knew what level of wrong that he was doing. I'm convinced he does not know that there, when he was burning the car, that he thought that, or that he did not know there was a body in there.
Right. I think that Craig said, hey, I know you're like in love with me, so I need you to do this thing I don't want to do. And he's like, okay.
And he does right. Yeah.
And there's people like that, unfortunately.
And I'm telling you, if your crush asks you to do something all of a sudden after they've been like kind of distance with you, don't do it. It's not going to go well.
Yeah, don't.
Just don't.
No, it's not.
Life lesson. Mm-mm.
That's right. There you go.
Yeah.
So
take it
from
America.
Yeah. So they go in and look in at Kelly and Craig's like spending history, and they find that they bought like lighter fluid, accelerant, those types of things
on a debit card.
Yep.
And there's cameras in every store now, people. Just they're there.
And there's a camera showing where Anthony met Craig over at the Shell station to put gas in a gas can.
Yeah.
And remember, his flashlight's found at the scene, so there you go.
Yeah.
So it's all coming together.
Yes.
But just when you think this story couldn't get any crazier.
Just wait.
Enter Megan and Jeremy, the friends.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yes. Megan and Jeremy. So Megan and Jeremy go and have dinner over at Kelly and Craig's, I think, what, the night or two after?
After.
Melissa, all this is going on.
Yes.
And so they talked about Melissa, and they said, hey, we got this duffel bag, and we were wanting to know if you could, like, put it in your house and hold it for us.
Yeah.
And they're like, sure, okay. And then they go home and put it in a corner somewhere.
Right. And not look at. I would open that thing up by the time I got in the car.
Me too.
It would be on the trunk of the car, and I'd be opening it right then before I even left.
Or I'd be like, oh, I got to go to the bathroom real quick and take it to the bathroom with me.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just going to carry.
I got to check this out first.
Exactly.
So they, after hearing the news about Melissa and the car fire and everything, they decide to open it. And that's when they find, like, duct tape. They find a taser.
Oh, the taser. I have stuff on that. But, yes, go ahead.
Yeah. So they call the police and they're like, hey, we were given this duffel bag by Kelly and Craig. We don't want this.
Exactly. And good on them.
Yeah.
Good.
Yes.
For them.
Yes. I'm glad that they called the cops and told them. Mm-hmm. So Kelly and Craig do get caught right outside of Boston, Massachusetts.
Yes.
And they're brought back to Vegas.
But
they are brought back.
So when they find them, Kelly is getting a pedicure. She's in a nail salon getting a pedicure. And Craig is in the truck outside just waiting on her.
Wow.
So obviously they are ravaged with regret for what they have done.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah, you can tell.
I mean, that's what I do.
Yeah.
I get pedicures.
Yeah.
I do something bad, I go get a pedicure.
Yeah.
That's why my feet look terrible.
Mine too. Yeah. It's like, there you go.
Yeah.
So they ask Kelly, they're like, look, what happened? What went on with Melissa? Now, let's not forget the first time they said, we were sleeping, she stole our car, we don't know.
We don't know.
Okay, now, here comes the new story. They said that she overdosed.
Yes.
And they did not want the negative publicity because, remember, they're like superstars of the bodybuilding world.
Right. Yeah. Yep.
So they took the car there and they set her on fire. So they admit to setting her on fire at that point. But it was because she had overdosed and they didn't want the negative publicity.
Right. So, I mean, that's obviously.
Right. Right. Okay. Well, there's a problem with that story, right? Because Megan and Jeremy had the duct tape and the taser.
Exactly.
So how did that, if she's overdosed, why would you taser?
Right. Well, right.
Why would you duct tape her?
Do you think tasing would be, they thought using a taser would be like the electrical shock to like an AED?
Right. Restart the heart.
To restart the heart. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I was trying to give them some benefit here. But
No. And they said that taser was used 5 times in 2 minutes.
Yeah, because, and here's what was so cool, because I'm always like, how do people get caught? So tasers, if you did not know, a taser, when it is deployed, two prongs, you know, go out toward the target, but also there are these little darts, it looks like confetti, that comes out when the taser is deployed as well. Now, these little darts, they're like little itty-bitty circles, little pellets, if you will, but they have ID numbers on them. They have serial numbers on them. So know where they come from. So that's how they were able to tie back the, because they were able to find some of those taser dots on Melissa. And then they had the taser from the duffel bag, and that's how they matched them together.
Yeah.
Science is so cool.
Yeah. And not anybody can just get a taser, right?
Correct. No, not like that. I mean, so they must have had a connection somewhere. I mean, you can get one where you have to be like kind of close and connect,
right?
Like a like a stinger taser or something. But to actually deploy those prongs, you've got to, you can't get those just anywhere. Because could you imagine? Yeah.
Oh, I know,
that
right?
That was available. Just
gosh, yeah.
Lord. Anyway,
I thought that was used more for like military and police and stuff.
It is,
but okay, that's what I thought.
That type of one, and here he had it. But I mean, this is a very powerful, well-known guy, and he, you know, there's no telling. A buddy could have said, "Here, use this for protection," and it was actually used as part of a murder. You know, they feel that Kelly was the one that deployed that taser on her because allegedly they had been getting into an argument saying, she's stealing from us. And that's why, and they got in the argument, but really I think it was because they were fueled up on drugs.
Yep.
And Kelly was jealous. The alcohol, the drugs made that jealousy, insecurity a million times worse. And she was not acting as she would have if she had been sober.
Well, and there was a deadly amount of morphine found in Melissa's system.
Right. So allegedly, Craig says he comes home and Kelly and Melissa are arguing. And he comes home and Kelly has done the taser a couple of times on Melissa. So he holds Melissa down while Kelly shoots her in the leg with morphine. They just decide right then we're going to take her out.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That's why they do that. Which, again, makes no sense.
I guess they
thought, oh, we'll give her morphine so she'll sleep and not be combative or argumentative or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it really killed her. They said in the autopsy she had high levels of drugs in her, but that the morphine was also high as well. I mean, your body can't handle that.
No.
At all.
So, Kelly and Craig are charged with kidnapping, arson, and murder.
Yes.
And they're waiting to go on trial.
Yeah.
So, it gets real. Here it goes now. So,
here goes the finger pointing.
Yeah. Well, here comes a man in jail named Ron Brady. And Craig was talking to Ron Brady. And Craig tells him, man, you know, I got these three people that I just need to get taken care of. I need them out. Because if he gets rid of these three people, Anthony, Megan, and Jeremy, then, you know, there's no case, right?
Right.
Get rid of everybody. So he manipulates Ron. Where Ron ends up saying, oh, I got this hit guy that can do the job.
Oh.
Well, he ends up being a undercover cop.
Yeah.
Okay. So the undercover cop. Yeah. The undercover cop gets one of the people that he wanted to be, you know, taken out. Mm-hmm. And they posed them like they had killed them. And then they put ketchup all over them.
Oh.
And so they take the picture and they give it to Ron. And he takes it back to Craig and says, see, you know, I did this for you. Mm-hmm. And all Craig did was shake his head and take that picture and take it to his attorney. So he never implemented himself in saying, yeah, I told you to go do that.
Huh.
So, you know, Ron gets sentenced in a murder for hire of the three witnesses.
And is never going to get out of jail.
Yeah, because Ron didn't realize he had gone to an undercover cop and solicited this to him.
Mm-hmm.
But Craig never got charged with anything.
Of course not. No, No, because Ron did everything. He planned it. He initiated it. He got...
Right.
Yeah, I can tell you that, but if you go do it all on your own, I can't be... Even though I should be charged, because I started the thought. I started the process. But usually
but
not.
Still,
it's the person taking the action, yeah.
Yeah. So they go to trial. It go 2.5 years...
After.
It goes after
they find
killer. It goes on trial.
Yep.
And so, remember Anthony Gross, the guy that was driving the gray pickup truck and all this? He ended up getting probation because of a plea deal.
Right. Because that's where I do not believe that he knew a body was inside that car. So, really, it was destruction of property or something. Like, it wasn't a big charge, but the judge, who was Jackie Glass, who is a rock star, let me just say that, but the judge was like, I don't think I would see you in here if you didn't, you know, think so highly of Craig Titus. You wouldn't have done anything like this, so I don't want to see you again. And he's like, thank you, judge. Phew, out the door.
Yeah.
And as far as I could tell, I've not seen anything else of him in the news.
No.
In a negative way.
Right. Well, Craig decides that he's going to go ahead and plead guilty because he doesn't want Kelly to be in prison for a long time.
Oh, what a guy. What a guy.
Yeah.
Wow. We're all so lucky to have husbands like that.
Yes. But now Kelly does do an Alfred plea.
That Alfred plea, I'm telling you. Why do we keep seeing that so much? And just as a refresher, an Alfred plea is when somebody says they do not want to go to trial. They don't feel that they're guilty, but they also feel there's enough evidence that they might be convicted.
Right. Yes.
So they're kind of saying, I'm not going to say I did it, but I'm not going to say I didn't do it either.
Right. Yeah.
Alfred plea. And if I have that wrong, please reach out to us. But that is my understanding of it.
Yeah. So she spends 9 years in prison before they release her.
Yeah, because she was 36 when when she was convicted, when she was sentenced. 36.
Yeah.
That's young.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ugh, I can't imagine.
Yeah. So now she's out now.
She is. She is out on parole after 9 years. She served 9 years. And she's out and she has plans to re-image herself.
Ooh.
I think that's a good start, Kelly.
There you go.
What are you going to do? Tour around? Hey, convicted murderer here.
And, you know, her and Craig did file for divorce.
Yes.
Because how does it work? Mm-hmm. How does it work when you, you know.
Jail love. I don't know.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Because I would assume they were in different prisons.
Oh, yeah. And Craig's still behind bars.
Yeah. And he probably will be. But he was sentenced 21 to 55 years.
Yeah.
Was his sentence for everything. Yeah. And, you know, because he took the plea deal, but then he wanted to back out of the plea deal because he allegedly didn't realize, wait, I'm going to really have to serve a lot of time. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Well, dude, you got first-degree murder.
Yeah.
You know, where Kelly got the, did she get attempted and assault, I think.
Right, yeah.
So her charges were not as, but you know, she was part of that.
But she was part of it because she was the one that was jealous and she was the one that had tased her before Craig ever got home.
Exactly.
And the both of them, they could have pulled the plug on this many times, but they just didn't.
Right. And if Kelly, you know, and because Craig decided to be the one to catch the bigger charges, that's
Right.
why he
Yeah.
took the plea deal first to say,
Yeah.
okay, I'll serve the time, you serve a little bit and go.
Yeah, can you believe that?
But oh my goodness, so he was this big muscly guy, and then it shows him in court and he's
Yeah.
like, so okay, so he's not a big muscly guy, he's just a big guy.
Yeah.
But when it shows him in competitions, you know, it showed him like behind stage getting ready to go up to perform or do his flexing and posing, and they were doing that spray tan on him, you know.
Oh,
So he
yeah.
looked all dark and, you know, real nice tan. And then in court, he looked very pale.
Oh,
I mean, it
yeah.
was quite the
Stark
contrast, yeah.
difference, yeah.
But then I remembered my time growing up. I think we were in high school. Do you remember that time that I tried spray tan?
Oh,
I
yeah.
tried it on my legs and it looked like I had pantyhose on.
Yeah, I did. It was pretty
As a redhead, pale skin girl, don't. Do
You
not
just,
use the
you,
spray tan. Embrace your paleness. It's
yeah.
fine. Don't do the spray tan. No, no,
Yeah.
no.
The worst is when it streaks.
Oh, yeah. I know because I played basketball growing up, and so I had practice, and so you sweat in practice, and it was just like
Yeah.
my legs were crying,
Yeah.
literally, where it
Yeah.
was just streaking, and my pantyhose
Yeah.
were crying.
Yeah.
Don't do
Yeah.
spray tan, kids. Just don't.
Go to a professional place
Yeah.
and get it done, or don't do it at all.
Well, you gotta have
That's,
the right. I mean, you've gotta
yeah,
have
you
the right
do.
skin tone. You gotta have it all over. I just had it on my
Yeah.
legs, and
Yeah.
I didn't have many dates, you
Sorry.
know, in high school,
It's all
and that
right.
might have
That's all
been
right.
part of it. I don't know
That's
yet.
all right. That's
Jury's
right.
out.
Yeah. Who knows? Yeah.
Yeah. So that is the case of
Yeah.
Kelly Ryan, Craig Titus, and Melissa James.
Yeah.
And it was, I had kind of remembered hearing about it, but didn't really remember all of
Yeah.
it. And just to see how this really, it just unfolded as jealousy,
Yeah.
drugs, people with money and power, and just living in a big city, and you know, just got caught up in everything. And it's
Yeah.
sad. She didn't deserve that. And
No.
two, just going back to where they found the duct tape wrapped up, they were just trying
Oh,
to
yeah.
throw detectives off. It was nothing
Yeah.
more than that, you know. It was just sad, and evidently she had passed before they ever put her into the car,
Wow.
and set it on fire. Thank goodness, because
Yeah.
what?
Yeah.
None of it was
Wow.
a good way to go, but that would not be a good
No.
way to go.
Definitely.
But yeah, so that is that onion. Phew.
Yeah.
Ugh. Okay. So next week we have the case of Diane Downs.
Oh,
And
yes.
this was back in the 80s, early
80s.
80s.
Yes. This is the 80s. Yes.
Because evidently, you know, that was quite the decade of are you serious, like murders.
Yeah.
So Diane Downs is a woman who shot her children, and one passed, two made it, I believe.
Correct.
But, and I don't want to talk about it because we got to have a
Yeah.
teaser. This is our teaser.
Yeah.
Why she did it infuriates me.
But and there's a movie.
There is, I know, I didn't realize this was who it
Yeah,
was
it's
about.
called Small Sacrifices, and Farrah Fawcett plays in it, which I love Farrah Fawcett. She is an
Oh,
amazing actress.
yes,
Absolutely amazing.
absolutely. I
So
love her.
if you like want to watch something over the weekend or kind of get prepared for this, watch. It's really a good
It's a
movie.
very good
So,
movie.
yeah.
I had forgotten that was about her, but yeah, Farrah
Yeah.
Fawcett, ever since Charlie's Angels days, let's get serious here.
I know. Yep.
But
Yeah.
she but it's an interesting case, so we're gonna do our
Yes.
research. You all do yours if you want, and send us back comments, what you find, what you like, what you don't like. We're open to constructive criticism. It's okay.
That's
Just
right.
be nice, that's all we ask. And so thank you so much. Thanks, Erin.
Yeah,
And hope
this is
y'all
a good
enjoyed my spray tan story.
one. There you go.
Anyway, we all make mistakes in life. It's okay. Yeah. You learn and grow from them.
That's right.
I'd never repeated that mistake, right?
So there you go. That's the important thing. You learned your lesson.
Exactly. So thank you again, everybody, for sticking around and for listening and for the support and the good wishes and thoughts and for reaching out. We really love it and appreciate it. We are having such a blast doing this, and we can't thank you all enough. So until next time, take care, stay safe, and keep peeling back those layers of true crime. Until next time, bye, Erin.
Bye, Erica.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.